We're continuing our journey through Emuna. Last week we discussed Emuna and the Torah itself. Now we're coming to another major Yesod in Emuna, which is going to take B'siyata D'Shemaya quite a few weeks. The major Yesod that we had in Emuna was Emuna means reliability, a ne'eman. Somebody who is reliable, someone that you can count on, is called a ne'eman. You can only have emuna in somebody who's trustworthy. If somebody's trustworthy, you can count on them. You can have bitachon in them. And there's another sugya of emuna that comes out over here, which is the sugya of emunas chachamim. There's a sugya called emunas chachamim, believing in chacham. Now, what exactly does this mean? We know exactly what it means to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but what does it mean to believe in Chachamim? And this is a very important sugya. It's ABCs in Avodas Hashem, and it's never too late to get ABCs. And let's go B'siyata D'Shemaya. The Pasuk says in Parshas B'Shalach, Vayar Yisrael es hayad ha'gdoila asher asa Hashem b'Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael saw the hand of Hashem, Vayiram es Hashem. Vayaminu b'Hashem, and they believed in Hashem, u'b'Moshe avdai, and in Moshe his eved. Says in this pasuk two emunas. The Medrash is medayik. One, vayaminu b'Hashem, they had emunah in Hashem. Emunah number two, b'Moshe avdai. There are two types of emunah. There's emunah in Hashem, and then there's an emunah in Moshe Rabbeinu. And these are separate emunas. These are separate emunas. A person can believe in Hashem, but not believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. And then he's totally disconnected from the Torah. And if a person wants to pick one over the other, it's impossible. They go together. You need emunah b'Hashem, and you need emunas chachamim, which starts off with Moshe Rabbeinu. Try to open up a Sefer Torah without emunas chachamim. Try to do it, I challenge you. We'll take the Sefer Torah out. Guess what? There are no nekudas in the Sefer Torah. There are no commas, there are no periods. How do you even know how to be a bar mitzvah boy or a bal korei bechlal? Already just to read the Sefer Torah shebichsav, which is dropped down from Shamayim, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayaminu b'Hashem, automatically you need Torah shebal peh, Moshe Avdo. Hashem set it up in a way that this marriage between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu let us be involved in the process. You can't even open up the Sefer Torah without already getting a Masorah and how B'Torah Shebal Peh to read it. Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe Avdai. So the more a person understands Emunah b'Chachamim, the more a person can Bichlal, start learning. The Rambam, in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Talmud Torah, teaches us how to teach our children. What are the two things that Chazal tell us we have to teach a kid at the very first stage when they're able to speak? Says the Rambam, Me'emasai, in Aleph Vav, Me'emasai maschil aviv lelamdei Torah. When does a father begin teaching his son, Mishiyaschel Ledaber, from the time he speaks, Melamda, he teaches them the following things. Two things. Torah Tzivolanu Moshe, Marisha Kiles Yaakov, V'goymer, and Parsha Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema, I understand, right? Shema, is there anything more central than Shema? But Torah Tzivolanu Moshe, Marisha Kiles Yaakov, I would edit this. I would say, Torah Tzivolanu Hashem. You're teaching a kid about Shema, so now teach him about the Torah. Teach them that Hashem gave the Torah. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Pasuk. It says, Torah Tzivolanu Moshe. I think that's a little misleading. I would say, Torah Tzivolanu Hashem. Teach the kid. He's going to think Moshe brought down the Torah. And no. You can't begin as a Ben Torah without understanding that on the one hand, Vayaminu b'Hashem, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, u'b'Moshe Avdai. You have to know that there's somebody that just like you have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have emunah in him and everyone who comes after him, who took achrayas. Every generation has a Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's how Klal Yisrael is mamshich Torah Shebal Peh. And the truth is, Moshe Rabbeinu, we had to have complete Ne'emanasin. Complete. Because if you think about it, it's a problem. The Meshech Chachma asks the question. The Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael will have emunah b'Moshe le'olam forever. V'gam b'cho yaminu le'olam. They'll always have emunah in you. Says the Meshech Chachma, wait a second. People have free choice. What if Moshe Rabbeinu decides to add something or subtract something in the Torah? Chas v'shalom, could we say such a thing? How can you believe in man? How can you believe in man? And yet the Pasuk says, you will always believe in Moshe Rabbeinu, but before the story's finished. How do we know Moshe Rabbeinu is going to make it out exactly like Moshe Rabbeinu? We believe that everyone has free will. So when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, I have news for you. Says the Meshech Chachma, Hashem had, at the point that Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah, Hashem had to take away his free will. That's right. Because in order for us to be absolutely certain that Moshe would not veer in the Torah, he reached a level of a malach, and he explains how Moshe Rabbeinu himself achieved such a high madrega that he didn't even need Bechira anymore. But when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's impossible for him to do any wrong. Impossible to do any wrong. Of course, he could make a certain mistake. It's possible, hitting the rock. But in terms of the Torah itself, changing the Torah, an impossibility, a total impossibility. But when it comes to anyone else, you believe in them because they're ne'eman, they're reliable. You're allowed to trust people, and you should trust people. We trust good people, Rabosai. We trust people. There's a yisayid, not a yisayid, there's a, something that the goyim say, which, it's fine. Seeing is believing. Right? We've heard that. Seeing is believing. In Yiddishkeit, it's not true. Hearing is believing. By us, hearing something from a source. The Malbim says the definition of emunah, the Malbim in Yeshaya, says the definition of emunah is hearing someone who says truth. Somebody who's reliable and says truth, hearing what he says, you believe in him because he's truthful. Hearing can be believing. And all of our Yiddishkeit is based on an understanding of the ne'emonos of Chachamim. The Rambam in Demai says, why is a Talmud Chacham called a Chavar? All over Zrayim. The Rambam in Demai, in Perek Gimel. Why is he called a chaver, a friend? Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. The Rambam says, chaver nikri talmid chacham. Why? V'chein yikru l'talmid chacham chaverim. Chacham are called friends. V'ulam nikru b'zeh Hashem. Why are they called this? Ki chevrasam zeh l'zeh chevra ne'emona. Because they're friends that you can count on. The definition of a Talmud Chacham, according to the Rambam, is someone who you can bank on, who won't mess you up on an off Shabbos, that's for sure. But aside from that, his entire life is that you can bank on me. Right? In Zrayim, it's about he'll never give you something that didn't have Afrashas, Trumas, and Maestras. A Chaver won't do anything that will mess you up. He's a friend. He has Chevra Ne'emana. Why? Ki hi Chevra L'Shem Shamayim. He is Chevra L'Shem Shemayim. He has no agendas. His whole agenda is how? To get Hashem's Torah from Har Sinai all the way till Yemos HaMashiach without getting messed up in any which way, in any actions, in any teaching, etc., etc. Chevra Ne'emana. And all of our Yiddishkeit is based on this idea of hearing from truthful people and believing it because it's true. The Ramban, brought by Rav Yeruchim in Das Chachma Musar, Chelek Beis, Maimer Samach, in the Ramban, in Shmois, in Dvarim Dalet Tes, he says, everybody was at Har Sinai, right? This is what separates us from all other religions. We had a mass revelation, try to get two Jews to agree on anything, right? Let alone a few million. This is one of the greatest miracles. Millions of people agreed that they were at Har Sinai. Right? The reason is because they all had a darga of nevuah, that they were absolutely positive that they saw Hashem. This is the only time in Jewish history that two Jews agreed, let alone millions upon millions. But how do we know about this? We weren't there. We didn't see it. Says the Ramban, we did. We did. Because seeing is not believing, but hearing is believing. Says the Ramban, the beautiful Lashonis of the Ramban. Kilonoid sheker levaneinu. Klal Yisrael would never falsely testify to their children. V'lo nanchalo sam davar hevel. They would never tell them a narishkeit, a fairy tale. V'ein bam moil, something that wouldn't help their kinderlach. V'im lo yistabku klal beidusteinu. And the truth is that Klal Yisrael wouldn't buy it if mom and dad were trying to pull a fast one on them, and it's not possible that they would, and it's not possible we would buy it. Shenoyed lehem. Aval yaminu bevadai. The children who heard this, us, believe with absolute certainty, shera'inu kulanu beinenu. We all saw with our own eyes. Kol mash shesiparnu lehem. Everything that was taught to them, that was told to them, it's like we saw it. We saw it with our own eyes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu let us see it. And Rav Yerucham is Mamshech Weiter with an amazing Rashi. Gidon in Shaftim Vav says, Vayomer lov Gidon, Bi Adoni, Ve'yesh Hashem Imanu, is Hashem with us? Lomim Matzasanu Kolzos, why are all these terrible things happening to us? Aye Kol Niflois of Asher Shibarnu Lad Moseinu. Where are all the miracles that our fathers taught us about? Wow. It's a very passionate line. What's he talking about? What did his father teach him anything? Says Rashi over here, your mama should fall off your seat. Such a dramatic line. My father taught me about all the things that went out in Mitzrayim. And look, what's going on with Klal Yisrael today? Says Rav Yerucham from Rashi over there. Asher Sipulanu Aboseinu Pesachaya. Gidon was talking on Pesach. Amarlo, he said, Emesh Hikreini Abba Esahala. I was last night at the Seder with my Tati. And my Tati read me the Hallel. Vishamati Shaya Omer Bitseis Yisrael Mitzrayim. And he sang Bitseis Yisrael Mitzrayim. So you see, he told me about all the wonders that Hashem did. And today I'm looking, and there's Choshech, there's Hester Panim. How could it be? Yesterday I heard all this. Give me a break. It's very nice you had a Seder last night. You sang the Hallel. What, yesterday you saw, you had this great discovery? Yes, if my father taught me something, it's like I was there. And yesterday I was at the Seder, and I heard with my eyes. And today I'm looking, and I'm conflicted. I don't understand what's going on. And Rav Yerucham says something very strong. He says that, just like we said by Hashem, we said not believing in Hashem is a relationship issue, right? Parents get offended when their kids don't believe in them. Kids get offended when their parents don't believe in them. Right? Friends, you didn't wait for me. I told you I was coming. I was only 5 minutes late. Why didn't you wait for me? Because we don't trust each other. It's a big patch. Says Rav Yerucham, there's something immoral about not trusting. He says, if the Chafetz Chaim was in your house, and all of a sudden, just you and the Chafetz Chaim, right? You go out for a few minutes, and all of a sudden, the stereo is missing. Chafetz Chaim. No one in the house. Says Rav Yerucham, would anyone in their right minds think it was the Chafetz Chaim? Anyone in their right minds think it was the Chafetz Chaim? So maybe, if they don't know who the Chafetz Chaim is, maybe a guy would have, but he was the only one in the house, you see? No, he's the Chafetz Chaim, it's impossible. So it could have been a dragon took my stereo, but the Chafetz Chaim did not take my stereo. Unless he wasn't happy with the music I was listening to. That's another story. But there's no way that the Chafetz Chaim took my stereo. And says Rav Yerucham, if you believe, if you're suspect of the Chafetz Chaim, then you're a Rasha, because you don't trust somebody who gives his whole life to you. He's a Chaver! He's a Neman. All the Chafetz Chaim did was write the Mishnah Berurah. You know how hard it was to write the Mishnah Berurah? He didn't want to do it. It was hard for him. The Chafetz Chaim said about writing the Mishnah Berurah, I heard this from a Rebbe of mine who heard it from the son-in-law of the Chafetz Chaim. He said, I was mafkir my learning for Klal Yisrael. To write the Mishnah Berurah involved such exhaustion, such difficulty. He felt like he was taking himself out of learning. You know how many times he had to learn the same sugyas over and over and over and over and over? And he offered it to another Gadol B'Yisrael, the Chafetz Chaim before. This is not well known. I'm not going to tell you which Adam Gadol, one of the Gdolim of the Dor. Says, I'm not prepared to give up my learning for Klal Yisrael. Chafetz Chaim says, I'm prepared. to give up my learning. And you think he might have taken the stereo? What's wrong with you? Sick. Sick. Chayshid. Not trusting someone who's dedicated to you on that madrega. The Chafetz Chaim. I've seen a lot of problematic people, as you guys know. I once went over to somebody who I thought was a Talmud Chacham. I thought was a Talmud Chacham, and he even gives a shir in a place. And I went over to him to ask him a question on something that was a little bit mystical in the works of Rav Chaim Voloshiner. And he says to me, he goes, you know, people can have vivid imaginations. He was saying, I don't know what he was saying at first. I think he was saying that Rav Chaim Voloshiner was hallucinating. Russia! Russia! You could learn Torah! You could understand who the Gon is, who his Talmud is, to ever say that he was over on a diktokal of Divrei Soifrim. Everything that Rav Chaim Voloshiner is Torah's Hashem, is Dvar Hashem. And anyone who could be chosh at him is a Russia Gomer. He's totally breaking the Kesher, the Emunah B'Chachamim. Rav Chatzkel Levenstein, lived in the time of what was called the Yanuka. There was a kid who knew Kola Tarakula. 3 years old, didn't get the patch from the Malach here in Yerushalayim. And Rav Box from Detroit wrote a letter, which I saw, to Rav Chatzkel about this Yanuka. He said, we heard about this kid in Detroit, in America, should we bring him into America? Is it true there's such a kid? And Rav Chatzkel says, it's true there's such a kid. In fact, my daughter's neighbors with the kid. And she told me all about it. And he said, you know what? I wanted to go see the kid for myself. Why not? Unbelievable. Ask him in the Ksayis, the Nesivis. Right? The kid got fixed. He might even still be alive today. He got fixed. It's another story. Go there. See? Wonderful. Says Rav Chatzkel, but I won't go see. Why am I not going to go see? He says, I'm worried I'm going to lose my whole Emunah in Har Sinai. He goes, why? He goes, why would I go there? My daughter saw it. I love my daughter and I trust her with everything. And she vividly described the Yanuka to me. He goes, if I would go see it, after having such a relationship with my daughter, I'm worried that all my trust in all the generations in Har Sinai, it's going kaput. Hearing is believing. Ne'emanos, would I ever think that my daughter would lie to me? And says Rav Yerucham, goyim lie. It's not about all parents loving their children. It's about a Yiddish parent. It's about a Yid. A Yid from Dairei Dairis with the Tachlis Addictive, with its, all of its being careful. That's Emunas Chachamim. We're living now at Har Sinai, Rabosai. This is not a game of telephone. The Masorah is not a game of telephone. You know those games of telephone? You've heard of them? Right? The game of telephone. You go, David, you whisper. David married Ditsa. Okay? And then you whisper. Harry wants a pizza? Ah! That's very funny. Right? In one room, the game of telephone, David married Ditsa becomes Harry wants a pizza. How'd that happen? Maybe that should happen every time. The game of telephone. No. Says the Briskerov. He says, in Va'eschanan, on the Pasuk, he brings from Rav Chaim Voloshiner, from the Kesser Rosh. It says in Chazal, in Avos, HaShocheach Dover Echod Mimishnosai. Whoever forgets any one iota of their learning, one thing, Mischayev Benafsho, he's Chayev Misa. That's very heavy. I'm in trouble. I'm in big trouble. But says the Briskerov from the Kesser Rosh of Rav Chaim Voloshiner, this is only going on before Torah was written down and it was Torah Shebaal Peh. It was literally orally transmitted from one person to the next. Says the Briskerov to explain Rav Chaim Voloshiner, what does it mean? At that time, if you forgot one thing, it was lost. A Rebbe told the Talmud, you weren't allowed to write it down yet. This was before the time of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. If you would forget it, it would be lost. So therefore, whoever would forget one thing was Chayiv Misa. You know how heavy that is? Whoa. Imagine five guys with machine guns going to him. David married Ditsa. You're going to say it to the next one, boy? Yeah? 50, 60, 70, 80, 3,000. We'll get David married. Pizza. We'll get it exactly the way it's supposed to be. Because there's achrayas, there's ne'monas. And that's exactly the way Chazal were. Totally b'ne'monas. When you need to know something, you need to remember it perfectly, you do. Rav David Abu Chatzera told me that when he was 6 years old, he was at the table of the Baba Sali. He even said, the Baba Sali had his own table in Morocco, and they were scared of his food. Forget about being scared of the Baba Sali. His Shabbos food, they were scared of. I heard from somebody else that while the Baba Sali made Kiddush, his cup would bubble. Scary things. The Baba Sali was there at the table with little David Chai. And lo and behold, he's saying the Mishnayos, six-year-old boy of Shabbos. They say all the Mishnayos on Shabbos. And a wind blew out the candles. Total darkness. Baba Sali says, David Chai, keep reading. Even the Baba Sali, but still, it's dark. Keep going. He says, you don't know Mishnayos Shabbos Baal Peh? David Chai, you are not to come back to Shabbos table next week unless you know all of Mishnayos Shabbos Baal Peh. And he told me, he skipped out on Cheder. He probably skipped out on sleep. And that next week, he knew it all. An achrayas, a heaviness, taking it seriously. Anything else is remia, is sly, like the Gemara in Baba Basra tells us. The Gemara in Baba Basra. Hafadiki Gemara. The Gemara says that Yoav was instructed to kill all the Amalekim, but he did something strange. Shisha Chadashim Yashiv Sham Yoav Kol Yisrael and Ichritz Kol Zachar Be'edom. He killed only the men. He killed only the men. Ki Asi Lekame did David. Amar Lei, my time of Adesachi, why do you only kill the men of Amalek? He says, what do you mean? The Pasuk says, Timche es Zachar Amalek. Kill the males. No, it doesn't. It doesn't say that there. But that's what he thought it said. He says, no, it says Zechar Amalek, the remembrance of Amalek. Yoav, how'd you know this? How'd you get it wrong? He said, I'm going to find my Rebbe. He found his Rebbe who taught him in Cheder. And he says, what did you teach us? And there are different girsas, whether he taught them Zachar or didn't teach them Zachar, he taught them Zecher. And what the issue was, but there was sloppy teaching going on over here. The Marsha says, he taught them wrong. And what happened over here? Shakol Safsira Lemikterle. Yoav was going to kill his Rebbe. He says, why are you going to kill me? He says, Orur Oysem Malachas Hashem Meremia. Accursed is the person who does something with trickery. Meleches Hashem, who works for the Rebbeinu Shalom in trickery. And he says, let me just get a klal, leave me alone. What's going on over here? Doiris of Klal Yisrael, you're going to be a Rebbe? Says the Meiri over here. You better get it straight. It doesn't matter that you didn't know. This is serious. This is passing down Mesira. Ad kedei kach. Taking it and passing it down, medar ledar. There's achrayas over here, Rabosai. You ever hear a brisker maisa? The briskers are very into details. They'll tell you, and the door opened, right? Just like the tata said it, right? And it was this time of the afternoon. Do you know why they do that? It's amazing. We should all be briskers in this way, Rabosai. I don't know if we could live up to the brisker chumras, but it's amazing. You know what briskers do? And this is why Rav David Soloveitchik's Sefer on the Chumash is the most accurate storybook you'll ever find. They take something and they bring it exactly from one generation to the other. Why does it matter what time of day it was? Why does it matter whether the door was squeaking or not? Because if you want to be there with your own eyes, then we better record it exactly the way it was. I was once in a car with Rav Meir Soloveitchik. Don't try Zatzal. Don't try this at home, okay? I tried to quote to him something that he said at Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro's Leviah. Don't tell a brisker what they said. I'm like, so when the Rav said this word, he goes, I didn't say that, I meant this, and this, and that, and Lefiza, and this. Now what do you want to ask? Fixing everything. Nervous briskers, right? Fixing everything. Mesira. And even people were zeicha with their own eyes to see. Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe, as it says in the biography, I'm going to read to you, as the shir progressed, Rav Moshe cited a prima gadim that had tangential connection to the topic. He cited the chapter in Shulchan Aruch in which the prima gadim was found, and it's Sif Katan Yud Gimel. An elderly chacham said, no, it's Yud Dalet. Rav Moshe said, no, it's Yud Gimel. The man smiled, it doesn't really make a difference because it's Yud Dalet. Rav Moshe took out the Shulchan Aruch. And sure enough, Rav Moshe was right. It was Yud Gimel. He says, I realize that you're all wondering why I have to prove myself right. You see, I've reviewed the Shulchan Aruch with all of its Nosei Kelim. I have memorized every Prima Gadim, Rebbe Kibager, Shach Taz, etc. When people ask me shailas, I rely on my memory and offer a psak without consulting any svarim. However, when the day comes that I've begun to forget which Sif Katan the Prima Gadim appears in, I will no longer be able to rely on my memory. I will be forced to consult with svarim before issuing a psak. That's why it was so important to me to show that I was correct. How? How could somebody be so trustworthy? Give me a break. Because they're a Ne'eman. Because they're from the Matiki Ashmua. They're bringing things exactly the way they're supposed to be. And people who are trustworthy don't trust everybody else. This is an unbelievable phenomenon. People who are trustworthy don't trust everybody else. You know why? Because if you're trustworthy, you have to be careful that the guy you're speaking to is trustworthy, or else you might not be trustworthy because you're counting on somebody who's not trustworthy. And I've heard this. I've heard from an incredibly trustworthy person. He says, the only person I trust in this world is Rav Naftali Kaplan. I heard this from another Adam Gadol who said, I only trust Rav Naftali Kaplan. And another Adam Gadol said, the only person I trust is Rav Aaron David. Why? Because when you are living with this level of precision, you have to know that you can be counted on and anyone in your sviva. I remember the day I went to Rav Aaron Leib Steinman with my mashkiach, Rav Naftali Kaplan. We went for a major issue in Klal Yisrael that the source of information was me and my dear friend, my chavrusa. And Rav Naftali called me over and he says to me, I'm bringing you to Rav Aaron Leib because I trust you. He goes, but I have a lot of credibility by Rav Aaron Leib. I cannot afford to lose my credibility. I have a lot of things on the horizon for Klal Yisrael, and my credibility is everything. I just want you to remember that. We got into Rav Aaron Leib. It was amazing. Rav Naftali sits down in front of Rav Aaron Leib. He's very close to Rav Aaron Leib. He says, Rav Aaron Leib, these two younger light, I believe them. You can trust them. And we began to speak. This is the way it works by Ne'emanim. This is Klal Yisrael. Do you think that millions of people could have seen something at Har Sinai and not told it exactly the way it was? Do you think that our Torah couldn't be carefully transported from door after door? The Ne'emanus. And I'd like to add a very important point to end with. And this is a very sore point, but I'm telling you this because I'm close with you. And that is, how do you find a Rebbe? How do you find a Rebbe? One major nekuda. The Gemara says, in Chagiga, you need a Rebbe who's Dome L'malach. Rebbe Dome L'malach. Now, to find someone who's really like a Malach is very hard. But the Gemara technically is talking about somebody who follows the Torah properly, who's trustworthy, who's not a phony, who's not a phony. The greatest ingredient for a Rebbe is someone that you trust. And you trust him so much that when he doesn't know the answer, he says, I don't know. He says, I don't know. And you feel that you can rely on such a person. And the truth is that not everybody's trustworthy. I could count at least 6 occasions in the past few years where people who we thought were trustworthy were not. We're phonies. In different which ways, and I spoke to a lot of Anashim Gdolim about this, but we thought they were something, and then there are people go, I can't believe in anyone anymore. After this person, and he was it. What these people do are Mechal Hashem Shemayim. It's true. They're Mechal Hashem Shemayim. But if you think that everybody's trustworthy because they learned Torah, Chazal never said that. They never said it once that you should all of a sudden have all these emuna issues in people and stop trusting the Ne'emanus of Klal Yisrael. We have a Gemara The Gemara in Chagiga asked this question long before any types of phonies who are little schnucks came about. There were some big phonies. We had Achitofel. Achitofel was the Gadol Hador, Rabosai. He was awesome, fearful in his Yediyas HaTorah. No one could match him. And Yoyev, says the Gemara, how could it happen? And the Gemara says, Torah, how could it be? Tina Haisabaliba. They had some sort of agenda. There was something crawling inside them the whole time. And they were learning Torah without that trust. And it was growing and growing and growing and creating a monster. Instead of creating someone who you could trust, it created someone who could manipulate you. And the Gaon says, amazing, I don't understand this Gaon. I hope in a few years I will. The Gaon says, Torah, we always say, Torah can do everything for you. But I want you to hear what Torah can do for you when you're in trouble. Torah can really sometimes make a person in trouble and a little bit more trouble. Inyan ha-Torah le-nefesh dugmas ha-matar la-aretz. This is Perek Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph in the Evan Shlema. Inyan ha-Torah le-nefesh dugmas ha-matar la-aretz. Torah is like rain on the ground. Shematzmiach mashin izraba. It causes to grow whatever's on the ground, whatever's being planted. Sam chayim o sam mavis. Torah can create life or Torah can create death. Kein ba-Torah matzmiach mashin belibo. Im liboy toiv. Tagdil yiraso. If you have a good heart, Torah will make you wonderful, much better than you could have imagined. V'im beliboy shirish pora rosh la'ana yigdal hatina beliboy. If there's something crooked and you never worked it out, and you're not trying to be a better person, Torah will make you into a much bigger monster. As it says, tzadichim yelchu bam upoishim yikashlu bam. The Nemanus of Klal Yisrael, the understanding of being Doime LaMalach, this is our Messiah. This is our Messiah, Rabosai. And we're going to discuss, as we go, all the Nakudas that make our Chacham and people to believe in. But the first Nakuda is how trustworthy they were. In the Lashon of the Ramban, the beautiful Lashon of the Ramban that we saw, Lo noid sheker lebaneinu. We would never be made sheker to our children. Velo nanchaloisam dover hevel ve'im ba'mol. And teach us them things that would not be l'tayelis. We should all be zeichet to emesem when it's chafal.